This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, August 12th. I'm Patricia Naft. Last week, we reported on a recent survey that found that teens are seeing less risk in smoking marijuana. To address this, the state of Colorado has launched a new media campaign called Don't Be a Lab Rat. KVNF's Jake Ryan talked with the campaign creator, Mike Sukel.
So Mike, can you tell me about this new campaign?
Yeah. There is a growing amount of scientific studies out there that show that marijuana can actually damage and cause long-term and permanent harm to a kid's brain. There's, you know, a lot of people that dispute the studies. The science is still, you know, sort of in its infancy. And so there's a lot of controversy around some of the studies that have been done. This campaign addresses that. We thought it was important that the kids know these studies exist and that, you know, they're very well aware of what marijuana could do to them. But we also want to be really honest with them that this is a, you know, emerging science and that people, not everyone agrees with these studies, but it's up to them to, you know, hear the facts and then make good judgment for themselves.
Very interesting. It seems a little less heavy-handed or authoritarian of an approach you're taking.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the sort of famous anti-drug campaigns, like, you know, the Just Say No campaign, and some of those really didn't have an effect on kids. You know, kids don't, they didn't respond to that. They don't respond to, you know, scare tactics. And kids are smart. They want the facts. You know, this campaign looks to deliver the facts and let kids make a wise decision.
The campaign will feature lab rat cages displayed in Denver, as well as TV spots, movie preview ads, and internet ads throughout the state. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The schools in Telluride are growing, and the school district says they need to expand. This is Superintendent Kyle Schumacher.
We've got up about 123 students in the last 3 years. We are certainly not anticipating that we're going to see 23% growth, you know, continuing over the next decade, but we, even on a modest growth of 3 to 5%, you know, we're anticipating being, you know, by 2020, 2022, over, you know, 950 students, and are really running out of room. And we're running out of room at our elementary school, but we're a little landlocked there. So we're looking at where do we really have the space to build, and it really happens to be on our intermediate middle high school campus. So it's about 34,000 square foot addition, which would include about 15 additional classrooms, 10 attached to the intermediate school, new entrance to the middle high school campus, new revised security entrances to the intermediate school and the elementary school, and then the addition of a black box theater, a dance studio, and the changing of space from of our current climbing wall.
There is, however, a price tag attached to all those improvements.
We have an estimate right now, and the estimate's about $20 million to do all the work that we have planned. So we're looking at, you know, where can we adjust, and what we're anticipating is less than a 2 mil increase on taxes, probably more in the 1.8 range, which for a $1 million home for resident would cost about $160 to $170 a year. Telluride obviously is blessed with high property values, but it's also been blessed with a community that really supports education. And so as we're looking at this, we're looking at how do we impact, again, not only the families who live here, but also those second family homeowners who come for the summers and want to enroll their kids in Telluride Academy, or those people who come for Telluride Science Research, or who come for theater here in the community. It allows for use by the whole community for those types of activities.
The tax proposal will be on the November ballot. Now that Governor John Hickenlooper and Democratic Congressman Jared Polis have reached a deal to avoid an expensive fight at the ballot box over oil and gas drilling, Benta Berkland takes a look at the next steps. She talks to State House reporters about what the deal means politically and the likelihood of a legislative compromise succeeding.
Joining us, we have Ivan Moreno, a reporter with the Associated Press, and Peter Marcus with the Durango Herald. Ivan, this deal had been talked about for months, you know, a way to avoid this huge ballot fight. I know Governor John Hickenlooper was in the middle of negotiations. Lawmakers failed to pass a bill during the session.
In some ways, this is as good as an outcome that Hickenlooper could have expected in an election year, where you have this issue of fracking, a very divisive issue of fracking, potentially being on the November ballot. And what ended up happening is, with Hickenlooper getting both sides to agree to pool their dueling initiatives in exchange for this creation of a task force that will actually look at issues regarding local control, property conflicts between residents and energy companies, and this task force will issue recommendations next year to the legislature. So in essence, it's kind of like a stopgap measure, which for Democrats is a very good thing. You have Hickenlooper running for re-election. You have a very contested U.S. Senate race between incumbent Mark Udall and Cory Gardner. So this issue on the ballot was a huge distraction and a concern for Democrats, who worried that maybe it would boost Republican turnout and have this huge amount of money from energy companies flooding in for Republicans.
And Peter, one of the key players is Democratic Congressman Jared Polis. He was sponsoring two of the anti-fracking measures. He did back down. Do you think, because of this political unknown, and it is such a high-stakes election year for Democrats and Republicans, do you see that as an overriding factor?
I think the big question is, when did Jared Polis decide he was going to pull these ballot initiatives? I mean, there's the political dynamics of it, which you just talked about. Obviously, Democrats were pressuring him. Hickenlooper didn't want to deal with this. Udall didn't want to deal with this election season. But some have been speculating that Jared Polis was never really that serious about getting these on the ballot. There was $1.3 million canceled from their ad buy over a week ago. Some folks wondered whether Jared Polis was just kind of holding this over everyone's head so that he could force the issue and potentially get the legislature to address it. That's going to happen. There's a task force that will meet to recommend legislation. Whether the legislature actually acts is a whole nother story altogether, but I mean, they're going to have to at least address it now.
Colorado is filled with history of these blue ribbon panels getting formed to address, I mean, whatever issue you could think of, and nothing really coming from it. Next year, we don't know what the makeup of the legislature is going to be. It won't be an election year, so maybe there won't be this urgency to actually get anything done. So, I mean, it remains to be seen what the results will end up being.
And also, just from the policy perspective, a lot of communities along the Front Range that have banned fracking, they want much more stringent rules, where you have the oil and gas industry, the governor, and a lot of other folks, including some Democrats, say, hey, we have strict standards and nothing needs to be changed. So that's a big divide to try to breach.
Well, that was another huge win out of this that honestly is being lost. It's under the radar, is that Longmont just got a huge win out of this. I mean, the governor just agreed to drop their lawsuit against Longmont for enacting rules and regs that overstepped the state's authority. That was an angle for Jared Polis, too. These are communities that he represents. The Front Range communities, the five of them that have either banned or placed moratoriums on fracking, you know, there's a little less pressure on them now because of this deal. So, I mean, another, you know, success right there through this whole deal for both Jared Polis and I guess we'll see for Hickenlooper.
Thanks. That was Peter Marcus with the Durango Herald and Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
Stay tuned for Ashley and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.